This is 24 Years on the Bright Side, a series of stories from my life where things don't always go according to plan. I'm Allison Blaze here on burst.co.uk. I'm going to warn everyone, this one is a little gruesome. It's not like bad, but you might get some mental pictures that aren't friendly. So I'm just warning you now. Sorry if you have a sensitive stomach, but if it's okay, we're going to continue. Is that cool? Yay. It was my junior year of high school, and I was trying to keep on top of keeping up my GPA and study for my SATs so I could get into a good university. Earlier that year, I had broken my ankle, and I had just gotten my boot off in December and was ready for an accident-free term. That semester, I took a sewing class because I wanted to study fashion design at university. I already had some experience with sewing, and as we've discussed, I thought I was better than people, so I thought I was superior to most of my classmates. The teacher gave us this lecture on accidents that might happen, and I just kind of rolled my eyes thinking, yeah, one of these beginners is totally gonna have that happen. It's not going to be me. Our project for the year was to make a quilt. It sounded easy enough. You're just sewing squares. And one day when I was sewing one of the many tiny squares for the quilt, I turned around to tell my friend something funny. I heard the thud and the whirr of the machine, and I knew it was jammed. So I turned around, expecting to see this thread of knot that you see. Instead, I saw the needle through my finger. I had sewed over my finger. And sure enough, this is one of those accidents that our teacher had warned us about, but I assumed it would never happen to me. I quickly removed the needle from the machine and informed my teacher so I could go to the nurse. The teacher wasn't that worried, and I wasn't either. I just wanted to take it out and go on with my day. I arrived at the nurse's office holding up my speared finger, and I asked her to take it out. She looked at me like that was the last thing she expected to ever do in her career as a school nurse. You could tell she had kind of a look of shock on her face, and she told me she wouldn't take it out. I had to call someone to take me to the hospital. So I called my mom to take me to the hospital, and I was trying to explain to her what had happened. And she had agreed with me. She was saying, I don't understand why I need to take you to the hospital. I understand, you know, why the nurse can't send you on your way. I guess I had said something about, yeah, well, I need them to take it out because the nurse won't take it out. My mom realized at the point that the needle was still in my finger. She freaks out, hangs up immediately, and I swear all my life, that is the quickest she's ever gotten to my school. She must have been just like speeding. She rushed me to the hospital, so another episode of speeding, where we waited for 3 hours. Apparently, my situation was not an emergency of high importance. Once I finally got called back 3 hours later, they had a number of things that they wanted to do. First, they had to take x-rays to make sure the needle didn't hit bone. Then they had to check the x-rays. Then I finally saw the doctor who put 5 numbing shots into my hand. These shots hurt really bad, and I was holding back the tears, waiting for it to kick in. And as the doctor was explaining to me it would take a few minutes to kick in, he pulled the needle out. It had not been a few minutes. Nothing had kicked in. I could feel everything. Let me just say, it did not hurt as bad as those 5 shots. I still don't understand why he put those in my hand. After that, they did more x-rays to, you know, make sure they hadn't damaged anything taking the needle out. But before that happened, because I'd been waiting at this point about 4 hours before the needle finally came out of my finger turned into like a geyser. It was all of a sudden just blood. And because, you know, it had been built up for 4 hours, and the nurse was trying to get it to stop so she could take the x-rays, but it wasn't really working because it'd been in there for 4 hours. And instead, she just did her best to try and make sure I didn't get blood everywhere while she did the x-rays. As I was about to be discharged, the doctor asked me if I needed any pain medications. I told him I was fine, but I guess he prescribed some anyways. Because once I got to the nurse, and we were going to, because you know in the States you have to actually pay when you see a doctor, so we had to pay. And she looks at me saying, oh, okay, yeah, these, you know, pain prescriptions. And as I mentioned previously in the story, I had just broken my ankle where I got pain pills. And what I didn't tell you was a little bit before that, I had had oral surgery where I got 2 prescriptions of pain pills. The nurse mentioned this, that, you know, I'd had so many painkillers. And she gave my mom this, like, helpless look. And I could tell. I started laughing because I could tell she thought, oh my gosh, this child sewed over her own finger to get pain pills because she's addicted. The truth was, I hadn't taken most of these painkillers. And I was just kind of hoarding them for those moments where you, you know, have really bad pain, but, you know, you can't go to a doctor just for that one moment to get pain medicine. But I do say, because if you noticed, previously in the episodes, I mentioned pizzas, and later on I'll mention some other stuff. I have a lot of food allergies. Some of you know those are things I can't eat. And I used to get terrible migraines. I didn't know why, now I do. And those pain pills proved very effective when I got those migraines from eating food. But that was my junior year and all the accidents and my pain pill addiction.
Just afforded a pain pill addiction.
Yes. Hear about a fun Halloween night next time on Brightside. 24 Years on the Brightside was recorded as live in front of an audience. It was produced with the help of Kieran Thompson and me, Allison Blaze. The music was composed by Michael L. Worrell. This has been a burst.co.uk production.